I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. COVID-19 rates continue to fall throughout a large portion of the state of Iowa. The Iowa Department of Public Health added no new deaths due to complications of the illness, with around 30 new cases. There have been 6,114 deaths during the pandemic. Almost 1.5 million Iowans are fully vaccinated. Hospitalizations have fallen to 54 patients. That's the lowest since the end of March 2020. The 14-day test positivity rate statewide is 2%. The 7-day, 1.9%. The 7-day test positivity rate for Woodbury County is even lower at 1%, with 5 cases added in the last week. That's according to information from the state coronavirus website. Several counties in Siouxland show no cases or infection rates. They are Monona, Ida, Cherokee, Buena Vista, Lyon, O'Brien, Osceola, Emmett, and Pocahontas. However, the 7-day test positivity rate in Sioux County is 10%, Plymouth 4%. Sioux County added 7 cases in the last week. An annual report by the Annie E. Casey Foundation has ranked Iowa 9th overall for child well-being. The Kids Count report ranks states on economic well-being, education, health, as well as family and community. Ann Disher is the executive director of Common Good Iowa, which worked on the state's data. She says despite Iowa's high ranking, there's still a lot of work to be done for children and families.
In 2019, there were 92,000 kids in Iowa that lived in households with an income below the poverty line. And, you know, for a family of three, that's around $32,000 a year. And that is families living with very low income.
The report recommends permanently expanding the federal child tax credit and strengthening state and local policies impacting families. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.